Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brady has shockingly been among the least productive passers in football. He began the season in the top five in both passer rating and total QBR, but since week four, the future Hall of Famer ranks 30th in yards per attempt, 29th in passer rating, and 24th in total QBR. Brady's even thrown two interceptions in the red zone, matching his total between the 2016 and 2018 seasons combined. His 20.9 QBR in the red zone ranks 27th in the league.
That's my point. That's what I was saying. That's Sports Center today. Bill Barnwell, I saw this. And they're throwing all these numbers out because you look at the numbers, and they look awful for Brady, especially when you consider him to be the greatest quarterback of all time. And you're looking at, oh, he's 30 in the league? He's 29th in the league? Are you kidding me? Then he must really suck. So nobody's really looking at the real issue. So is it Tom Brady? Tell us, is it Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady okay, the issue?
You watched the game. And I watch the game.
I watch on the all 44s.
I watch. What I usually
do
is
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're a simpleton though. Yeah. You're one of those guys, Lou. Yeah. You're one of those guys that they're mocking. You know, you just watch the telecast. You can't get this type of information,
and,
Lou.
And you can't find the robber. You can't find.
How do you know who the robber is, Lou?
I can identify a wimp lot.
Okay. How do you know? It was pretty simple. And you know what? You could do the same thing for Aaron Rodgers.
Sure can.
You can do the same thing for all these guys.
They don't do it for Aaron Rodgers.
Doesn't do it for Aaron Rodgers?
The media doesn't.
No, he gets a pass.
Why?
He gets a pass. First of all, it's never his fault for anything.
So I'm watching,
because he's Aaron Rodgers.
So I'm watching this last night.
He's the chosen one.
This Tom Brady interview on E! And they're calling him a great father and a great humanitarian and a great husband and the whole works. I don't hear anybody saying that about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're not even talking
Derek
to that
Carr,
family.
David Carr. Right. They do that to him. They kill him. Right. Phillip Rivers.
Right.
They kill him. Who else? Who's a good, try to think, Drew Brees? You know, why does Drew Brees, I feel like, is always...
Playing with his kids.
I feel like there's never any mechanical issues. He's lost it. Nothing. Maybe because his stats are through the roof. And he's got some of the best weapons.
I was going to say, you
NFL,
look at his running
different.
Backs, you look at his receivers. I mean, and this year his defense, though, they've been a little shaky.
He's
in the
got
last
one of the best
weeks.
Receivers in the league right now.
Yes, he does.
He's got Antonio Brown
that catches more than any player in the league. They throw to him more, and he catches more than. So the thing is that once again they bring up the numbers. America loves numbers. We like to look at the digits up there on the screen, and we say, oh, he's terrible. He's 30th in that category. He's 29th in that category. But why? Why? I still look at the weapons, and I'm sorry, Matt Chatham. He doesn't have the weapons right now. Now, maybe you believe.
Oh, see, Brady sucks.
Maybe you believe. Matt, maybe you believe that these guys out here can be the weapons. Maybe that's the point you're trying to make. That if they do a better job, they can and execute
now
these
plays.
Now
we're talking
plays.
About physical ability.
Right.
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 Which
maybe
I would
they
say
can.
I've seen a lot of baseball players with physical ability not get it. And that's in baseball it's not weapons, but that's an issue. You know what I mean? You see a lot of hitters with great ability or a lot of them in the minor leagues. That's big league ability right there. That's big league athleticism. That's a big league swing. That's a big league arm. But they can't figure it out, and they don't get there, and they never figure it out. Now, there's no minor league system here. You go to the NFL. But just because you have the talent, we talked about Jacoby Myers. He can catch the ball. You know, N'Keal Harry, big physical guy. But there's so much more than just physical talents, especially in this sport, especially in this offense. So if you can't figure it out, then that's a weapons issue, not a physical talent issue.
You know who else isn't really figuring it out is the kid, the rookie out of Kansas City that you're going to see. Yeah, Hardman, who everybody loves.
He's quick.
Super fast. Fast as hell. Not Tyreek Hill fast, but he's...
He's close.
He's close. Yeah, yep. I would say he's close.
That's why they drafted him, because they weren't sure if Tyreek was going to play.
So the fact is that he's made some big plays.
Right.
But they don't play him as much.
Nope. No.
If you look at his snap counts, like they don't think that. So the Andy Reid offense, they require you to know all the positions.
It's complicated.
What a crazy shop. Yeah. Oh my God, is it complicated?
It's complicated.
So I can't just know one position. Wow, like the New England Patriots are the only team going through some sort of growing pains.
No, but the difference
is that this kid was never hurt.
I agree.
And N'Keal Harry was.
Huge difference, though. I'm just saying, when you've got Kelce and Tyreek Hill, okay, that's your focus. So Hardman, you know, if he sneaks up here like Chris Hogan doing Hogan things, he's gone. So now all of a sudden,
yep.
You know, if you had, you know, another, you know, if you had Antonio Brown.
A big play guy.
If you had Gronk, you know, a healthy Gronk, all of a sudden now the other pieces can check in because it's Tyreek Hill, it's Travis Kelce, and all of a sudden, oh, damn, we forgot about Hardman, gone to the house.
Right.
You know, so it's not a precision offense where it's a big hit offense. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, but I would just say, just to your point,
which is
a great point for someone who doesn't watch the All-22, who just watches the TV version and doesn't rewatch the TV version. I would say, yeah, because you know it allows him to make impact plays without having some ill effect on the team, and if he does, they have the ability to overcome it. Like those other, the Hills and Mahomes and Kelce's, they're human erasers. So this guy screws up, he runs the wrong route. Well, you know what? We'll be fine because someone else will get open, or I'll scramble around like crazy, or we'll make up for them the next play. So it never really hurts them.
Well,
so
Brady doesn't have that
luxury. So they can cherry pick the plays for Hardman. I mean, they can take him out, put him in, take him out, put him in.
The impact is there with this kid, right? But he's got 23 catches in 12 games, Hardman.
Yeah.
So the most he's got in one game is 4. But he's also got 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So they're big.
So they've been using him strategically.
When you sleep on his ass, he gone.
Right.
So
he gone.
Strategic, like you said. The kid, you know, another kid that's similar like that is the kid out in Tennessee, A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big hit once in a while, but it's a lot of 4 catches, you know, 3.
Hit and miss.
3 catches, 4 catches, you know, so it's, you know, and Metcalf. Maybe
same
they
thing.
Ask Metcalf to ask a little bit more.
But he makes mistakes,
from him.
He coughed up the ball this past
Debo
week.
Debo Samuel's kind of similar. His big weeks, then all of a sudden he disappears. Yep. You don't
but
have,
Darren was forced to use him.
You don't, and this is why I say this was an issue from day one. You went in thinking that he would be the guy opposite of Julian Edelman. Because you can't tell me they thought it was, who? Philip Dorsett? So rather than having Edelman and X, this whatever other wide receiver, and saying, okay, he's a rookie. You know, if we can get 2, 3, 4 catches, anything else would be a bonus. Just make a couple plays. They went into the year thinking this was it. Now, maybe you thought Demaryius Thomas from the Achilles was going to have more of an impact. And that's why. But that was it. That's all they had. Don't give me Josh Gordon. And don't give me Antonio Brown. Because in July, I don't know if those are an option.
Well, but what? So
July, Gordon was an option.
They
were looking at him possibly coming back.
I don't know if he's going to reinstate him.
But they thought that he was going to get reinstated. They thought he was coming back. I will give you Antonio Brown, but Antonio Brown became a situation of they were desperate. They needed somebody. And by the way, looking at that Miami game, they had solved their problem, right? Well, you were in pretty good shape.
Oh, Antonio. Oh, if Antonio Brown was here right now, I'd pick him to win the AFC.
Anybody say my friend.
And now I pick him to lose in the division round.
So was it really... what did Volin quote it as? Personnel malpractice?
Yes.
Malpractice, whatever the hell it was. Did he really do that? I can't believe you're handing me this right now.
AB Instagrammed this up just a second ago.
Is this fresh?
Can we please
just came out.
Stop?
This is
just a picture of AB and Tom Brady. Like just two mugshots, basically. The two of them kind of hanging there. Looks like maybe they're arm in arm. And AB just tweeted, "Miss you, bro. Miss you big, bro."
He's been tweeting
you,
out.
Big bro.
Did you notice he's been tweeting out in the last 24
hours? He's
been
active today.
He's been active. You know why?
So pathetic.
He's pathetic.
He's worse than pathetic.
He's sitting there now, and he's looking at it, and he's looking at the schedule, and he said 4 more games.
Isn't he just
Nobody
so
wants
unbelievably
that.
Needy,
yes.
Insecure, just like,
yep.
love me, yep. Tell me I'm good, tell me I'm worthy.
By the way, this
Somebody
picture,
give me a grade or something.
Wasn't this picture taken at TB12 where Tom was a little bit pissed off that AB actually was doing that video that night, or is this
so
his house?
I'm guessing, say, this is a picture that Tom would probably like.
Why?
I don't know. I miss you, big bro. He's liked a lot of things. Now, the point is
I would say stop using my name and stop using me for attention. At this point in time, we're not friends, A.B.
Hey, do we ever find out that if Brady ever liked that last Instagram post?
Which one was
that? Maybe the one about...
It wasn't up long enough.
The one about Robert down there with his finger?
It wasn't up long enough.
No, okay.
He pulled it.
Yeah, he deleted the perseverance rule.
He didn't like that one?
He kept it for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
I was curious if Tom was
going
to like that one.
Nah, I pulled it.
But this one, yeah, I could see him liking it. I miss you, big bro.
I know. Hold on a second.
Perseverance.
He's the only chance you got.
Listen, if I'm him...
He's the only chance you got.
If I'm Brady, if I was lucky enough to be Tom Brady, we were friends and, you know, and I didn't really know you that well, but I was willing to kind of open my house to you. I was willing to... you know, open my whole world to you, as Mike Reese would say about Joshua Daniels and Bill Belichick.
I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world to you.
Yeah, if I was using that because I want to ingratiate you into the team, want to teach you, want to show you the ropes, dude, stop using my picture. Stop using me. Stop bringing me into your psychotic world, you nut job. I'm done with you.
Oh, really?
I would... Done?
No.
Ski.
You know why?
Yeah, hashtag Dunski. Right
there. I wonder why he's liked all these Instagram posts. Why did you still like this guy? Why? I had it wrong.
Now he's using him.
I thought he wanted, he's like Zen-like Tom, going to bring you into my world. You're screaming. You're in pain. Tom can help you. TB12 doesn't help just the physical. It helps the mental. You know what? I was wrong, too. You know why he's doing this? Because he's his number one weapon next year in Miami.
Tennessee.
Or wherever he goes.
Tennessee.
Wherever he goes,
LA?
This relationship will continue. Brady and AB will play together.
The best receiver right now is at home in Miami.
They will play together next year. And that's why he's liking it.
Do you not see
he fell in love with the talent. And next year, I'm going to come back stronger than ever in another city with Antonio Brown and whoever the hell is there with me.
I think you're looking for too much. I think he just likes the kid. Thinks that he got a bad shake, thinks that too much was made of all of this stuff, and now he doesn't have an opportunity.
See, Brady,
so he sends out a video. Antonio Brown has put up a video of him running routes, being thrown. Somebody's throwing the football to him down in Florida. And Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero both liked it. And you know what it means? I think very little, other than they like the guy. They feel bad for him. They feel bad that he got a bad shake.
They like everybody.
Right? That's it.
When you're on top of the world, you have no reason to be mean to people.
So every time,
nasty. Yeah.
Let me ask you: if Tom does leave next year, do you really believe that AB won't be playing with him?
I'm not sure he will be.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Well,
I am 100% convinced.
I think so.
100%. Wherever Tom goes next week, if he leaves, AB will be there.
How many weeks?
12. No, 16.
This will not last 16 weeks.
Seven.
Let me see, 16, 17, 18, 19. How much is Super Bowl weeks? 20?
No, more than 20. Yeah,
20 weeks.
21, 22?
Yeah. Yep. If Tom leaves, AB's going with him.
Well, I think...
I mean, I'm going 95% chance.
I would say there's a possibility that a team would pick him up because where else are you going to get receivers and you want to please Tom Brady, but I'm still wondering how long it will last. I mean, we all thought that when he came here. I wish it would have lasted longer because I'm with you, Lou. They would be the favorite right now. Though I'm still feeling good about the game on Sunday. You feeling any different? I feel good about this game on Sunday.
I don't feel good about it at all.
How about you, big fella?
Not one bit.
You looked at your all 22s of Kansas City. What do you think?
I actually...
Feeling good?
No. What I usually do is I share my talents with the Kansas City faithful. I share my talents. I'm a giver. So I'm like Brady.
So you went
give.
On the Kansas City station today and shared them, huh?
Well, a few of them, you know, and there were some weird things that came up. I feel like they're a little delusional out there.
Really?
They're a little delusional.
Let's check in.
We should.
So Christian used to do all the prank phone calls. Now he becomes America's favorite guest. He plops into whatever city wants to sit down and talk with him. And today he talks to the people in Kansas City.
Bill Belichick joins OMF this Monday after the game. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's time to trend. Another day of Patriots practice. Still no word. He's gone. Where's he going? He's gone, Ski.
He's going to get AB.
What? No word about a new kicker today. Matthew Slater, among 8 NFL players chosen as finalists for the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award. Good luck to Matt. Bruins look to extend their winning streak to 9 tonight. They host the Blackhawks over at the Garden. Mutt and Tom E. Curran broadcast live from the On Deck Burger Bar over at Encore Boston Harbor, taking you right up to Thursday Night Football with the Cowboys visiting the Bears. Should be some good stuff over there. And Adam Vinatieri isn't sure he will play again this season. He now has a left knee injury. The big fella, Christian Fourier, on with the guys in Kansas City.
As Christian.
As Christian now, not Chuck, the prank caller. Nope, it's Christian. And he was also on in Miami, which is just a scream with your buddy. We'll do that all coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's roll, baby, competition terrified. Depot, Travis Kelce, Tyree, Chris Jones.
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Sunday. It's a Kansas City song they played it last
year. Do they just
year,
keep, right? When guys leave, do they just add new names to the song?
Yeah, why not?
Tyron Matthew, Chris Jones, Frank Clark.
That's all. You just throw them in there. You can replace guys,
keep
right?
the same song, right?
Same song, just change the names.
Wow, you know, to protect good, good the, planning by them.
So you want,
I said I'm round of our size.
So you went on 610 AM radio in Kansas City.
Yeah, they're still an AM out there.
They're still an AM.
They haven't figured it out.
I remember those days.
Yeah, I know.
Please, don't even get me going. So you, let's hear it. Let's hear a little bit of Christian's performance yesterday.
We're not going to play the whole thing because...
because why?
It's because it's just boring. I was boring
that
day.
So you were boring.
I was. I wasn't really in the mood, and Tyler made me do it, and so I said fine.
Who should answer the phone this time?
So, but this one, which one are you playing anyways?
Monkey.
Okay, so this is the one.
Monkey.
This is the one.
The monkey off your back.
Yeah, this is the one that...
Play the monkey!
Yeah, play the monkey.
I think Kansas City wins this game. I think they get the quote-unquote monkey off their back. How do you feel, Christian?
Monkey? How is there a monkey on Kansas City's back?
It's not being able to beat the Patriots ever, you know?
Oh, okay, that's the monkey? Okay. Yeah. Man, I'd love to be that monkey. Yeah, I don't...
That's it. I don't want to hear myself talk. Is that
the monkey off their back? Like the Red Sox need to get the Yankees. You know what I mean? That's a monkey on your back.
Is that weird to you?
Tom Brady, monkey on your back.
Peyton Manning can never win the big one. Steve Young can never win a Super Bowl.
They lost last year twice.
That's it?
Yeah, they won a year before, right?
You know, and Patrick Mahomes has only played 1 year, really, as a star. That was last year. He doesn't have enough time. Yeah,
they lost two straight. I get the monkey off our back.
Oh, that monkey's heavy. That monkey's getting built.
I'd love to be that monkey.
To me, that was weird. I feel like They, you know, you've had issues with Kansas City. Maybe not issues. They called you a poopy face.
He's had issues with Kansas City.
The Kansas City Royals, they called you poopy face.
Yeah, they're very sensitive.
Very sensitive. So,
but they're very nice.
They're nice.
They don't know how to insult you.
In a sensitive type of way.
Like my Twitter followers do. You know, they're good at it. These guys in Kansas City, they don't know how to insult you.
Our first key word is stupid head.
That's what it was. They called you
stupid head. So let me hear the rest of Fourier's prediction on Kansas City radio.
Yeah, I don't, I'll tell you what. I don't feel good about it right now. An early prediction would be Patriots lose. But I think they look better. I think they can have some progress through a loss, right? Almost like they did last year when they lost back-to-back games against Miami and Pittsburgh. So I feel like it can be similar to that. It'll never be as good, but at least they can just not suck, because that's all they've been doing so far.
All right, so you still have a couple days you can change
your
mind.
Yeah,
I do.
You have a couple days you can change your mind. You're crazy.
No. I said early feeling.
Stop it.
Hold on.
Stop it.
Both you guys, stop monitoring what I do when I leave here.
Well, every single week, you have a early week prediction, a Friday prediction,
really,
and then a Sunday morning prediction.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Patriots are going to win this game, boys.
No.
Patriots are going to win this game.
The only thing I would say that you got a shot is that line by Vegas.
The three line? Actually, my score would put it at a push. I have 24-21.
Yeah, but who cares about it?
Hold on. I have three touchdowns, and 3 2-point conversions.
Isn't this? So what was that stat from yesterday as far as when Brady and Edelman play a regular season game
42-0
against AFC opponents?
Wow, that's a lot of
42-0. I know, that's a lot of on a Tuesday. No, on an odd day in October.
Yeah, so they found that. No, wow, that's a lot. 42 times.
But I'm just saying, -3. You tell me nationally the way this thing has been trending. Is it fair to say how much 70% of the money is going to be on Kansas City?
Yes. And they're all fools.
See, this
well, that's,
is
that's the only reason why you got a shot. Right.
This is your typical
the Vegas trend.
Don't take the cheese on the Patriots.
Listen, to me,
everybody's been focused on Brady, really just Brady, and whether he's good or not, or whether it's his fault or not. And I believe that there's going to be another significant little uptick.
You like the Patriots now?
Did you not hear what I said?
Yeah,
they can win by losing. How about that?
Yeah, you want my fence?
That makes sense.
Here. Okay, that's the monkey. Okay.
Yeah, why don't you take my fence? Why don't you take my fence?
I would actually like some syrup.
Well, I will say this. If you read out there in Kansas City, Kansas City Star, by the way.
That's a monthly subscription. You read on that one too, huh?
You check that one out.
All online,
or you listen to what they're saying out there. They're a little bit concerned in Kansas City.
They had a hard time against good quarterbacks. That's why I feel really, really good about our chances this week, because against two good quarterbacks, they stunk defensively, and we got ourselves the greatest of all time on our side.
How about the other host?
How did they stink defensively? Well, they gave up 28 points to Houston, and they gave up 37 points or whatever it is to Lamar Jackson.
Deshaun Watson had 234 yards. Big whoop.
28 points.
They ran 52 yards. Big whoop. They did some things to limit, too. They did give up points and touchdowns. They gave up big plays. And turnovers forced them with short fields as well. I think we're totally like... We're wishing and hoping that all these things are a demise to New England that aren't the case. They simply aren't the case.
Can't you just turnovers have some fun?
Yeah, I'll have fun on Monday after they win this game. I'll have a ton of fun on Monday. But until then, why are we living in this false reality that New England is a total disaster?
I like it, guys.
But they're not a total disaster.
That's what he's saying.
Their one aspect of the team sucks. The weapons... suck.
Whoa, weapons?
They suck.
That's a lazy narrative.
Okay, are other tight ends any good?
No, that's brutal.
How many of the receivers are good?
One.
And Teddy said it yesterday. I was going to give you a half.
I said, give me half of Sanu.
Half, yeah.
This might be the perfect team for the offense to open up a little bit. First of all, teams have run the ball effectively against them.
You can't.
You can't make mistakes against them.
Yeah, but you know,
you can't turn the ball over.
Chris Sims the other day, he's a film guy.
Yes.
Yep. And he doesn't think the running defense is as bad. They get burned, right? They give up a ton of yards. He brought up, I think, Henry for 88 yards against them. You know, I mean,
Josh Jacobs
the other day went for like 45 on one play. Like, they get burned on like this one big run. You know, and hell, you give up 88 yards to Derrick Henry in the first quarter. Guess how many yards you're going to give up in the game? I'm pretty sure it ain't going to be under 100.
All right.
So, He doesn't think they're that bad.
Well, I think their defense, their run defense has been very shaky. I think the way their defense operates, and people say they're getting better, and they are. You know why? Because they're forcing takeaways now. That's something New England doesn't normally do. And something that we all know that Tom Brady right now knows he can't afford to do. Right? So if Brady can keep it a clean game, they can run the football somewhat, but they're going to be able to throw the football in a short passing game, I believe, against this team. So is this going to be a really high-scoring game? No, because I think your defense is probably going to keep Kansas City down into the
low
20s.
What's the weather? We got a weather update?
The weather is going to be about 38, 39 degrees. Clear skies. It's going to be fine.
Perfect.
Dry
weather.
And clear
just
skies.
Just what both teams like.
Yes.
We have a temperature like inversion because it's Arctic air in nature.
Whatever. But it's going to be fine. No elements of rain or snow or any of that other crap that they've had for a couple games. So I do like him in this game, guys. And I'm not telling you,
you
that they solved any of the problems.
You should stick with that.
Yeah, and you should probably switch yours about three,
four times.
I probably
will.
No chance.
Probably will.
I'm staying right where I'm at.
No chance at all. Zero chance.
Zero
really?
Chance.
Wow. I'm amazed.
This line should be Kansas
no
City minus 8.5.
Are you crazy?
It should be KC minus 8.5.
Now you're just.
Baltimore's a better.
No, nothing.
Yeah, Baltimore's a better team, and they offer, obviously, obstacles. You played Houston on the road. You're playing Kansas City at home. By the way, Kansas City's lost three games at home, but some of that had to do with the injury to the quarterback. And he is not, by the way, he's not been great. That game against Oakland, if you watched any of the game last week, he was okay. He was okay. Whether he's still having problems with the knee or originally had an ankle issue.
I think he'll give you a couple. I think he'll give you two.
I agree.
I think he'll throw two picks.
And that's my take on this.
What do you do with it,
this
though,
defense,
offense?
Well,
what do you do with it?
Well,
you get it, you've gotten it before. Can you finish?
Christian, I'm not sitting here telling you that the offense is going to feast and put up 30-35. What I'm telling you is that your defense is capable of limiting this team down to the low 20s. I don't think their offense is nearly as good as they were a year ago. All right. Now, granted, they put 40 up on the board last week, but Oakland screwed up. All right? Derek Carr screwed up.
My only thing is that you don't have Josh Jacobs.
Correct.
You don't have Derrick Henry.
Correct.
You don't have Aaron Jones.
That'd be correct.
So,
who do you have, Lou?
Sony Michel.
Those are the last.
You got Sony Michel.
You got Sony.
You got Sony.
Give him a big hole. He'll run through it and get hit.
Yep.
And go down.
All right.
You can't run.
We'll see. I like him this week. And when everybody thinks they're ready to, because if they lose this game, think of what the mood is on Monday. You have Buffalo the next week.
So is that like
suddenly
painful for you to even think about that? You're just hoping that they
painful.
Win.
Nothing is painful. It doesn't affect me. How does it affect me? We're still here doing shows Monday, Tuesday.
We're
Wednesday,
still
Monday.
Here.
Still here.
We're still here. Here.
Right, doesn't. I'm just telling you that it puts them in a hole because we're suddenly talking. What if Buffalo ends up beating Baltimore this week? Then we're suddenly talking about the division. What is Shaughnessy going to do with this tomato can argument?
That's the best case scenario, right?
Best case scenario for who? Like, for Buffalo?
Well, for the Patriots, is that Buffalo beats those guys,
yeah,
right?
But suppose you lose your game against
Kansas
City.
Well, if you lose,
City,
it doesn't matter.
Then suddenly the division is up for grabs. Think about that.
Yeah, then you got to go and beat Buffalo at home in 2 weeks.
Right.
Go earn it. Oh, well,
tough
you're
guy.
Better than them.
Hey,
oh, now, I grew up in the tough streets of Lynn. Now we're not tough anymore?
God, tough guy.
That's where he should be.
Would you grow up in the tough streets of Framingham?
South
or
side.
Was you kind of the wussy
south
side?
Side.
No, I was in the south side. I was in the hood.
Were you a jet or a shark?
I was a flyer, but it was south side.
I was a mouse.
I lived in the hood.
Wait, don't go to break. Wait a second.
When I used to go to take the bus, I used to have to pack when I was in, like, middle school.
Pack what? A lunch?
No, you know, I had a pack. I had a safety. It was either that or a knife. I had to have something because you never know what goes on those buses. It's a tough town.
Was it plastic?
Tough town.
McDonald's?
Yeah,
to fight my way all the way to high school.
It's like a switchblade that turns into a comb.
Please.
Some kind of grease. Hold on. Okay. Listen, we do have an abridged version of Christian Calls.
Oh, good.
It's more like an update. It's a Christian Calls It update.
Good.
Based on a discussion that we had yesterday.
Good.
Which one? New information.
Let's play some ring toss, and then when we come back, we'll go to it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Can you just give me like a moment, squirrel moment?
Oh, squirrel. All right.
I've always wanted to ask you this because I don't know. The Northeast Men's Clinic commercial that you do.
My guys, yeah.
You go in.
Yes, they test you.
Dudes are coming out of the office.
Something ain't coming, guys.
Yeah, they're playing ring toss, right? They're so excited walking out of there.
That they're ring toss.
I'm just you missed that one, did you?
No, I got it. I got it the first time. I'm still laughing at ring toss in the first time. Oh, I got it right off the bat. Little ring toss in the lobby, huh?
I was laughing. On, I don't think I've ever seen like your face that red, like in laughing.
Oh, he wasn't sure how to act.
I had
like,
lost ring it. Toss. I had lost it. I picked it up the first time.
But yeah,
I was continuously laughing while the two of you were talking, and I was over here going further.
Well, I mean, it's
is that what your Christian calls it about?
Well, yeah, I feel like there needed to be an update, and
what do you mean?
Like, well, there's a couple of things. There's two things. One, I wanted to update you, and two, I was going to throw out a challenge at you both. Okay,
to play ring toss.
Yes, yes. We're going to start.
For money,
we're
going to
start.
Money.
We're going to start 2 feet away, and then back up a foot after every throw.
Go ahead.
Anyways.
So the question, real quick, because that was like the
excuse me, how big are the rings?
My question yesterday when we talked about it was
shower.
You know what is it? You go in and they test you.
Yeah,
right there in the office, if it works. So I just figured, like, you know, it works. You walk out of there, you're like, woohoo!
Yes, yeah.
You know, guys in the waiting room are like, ah, oh, worked for that guy. I can't wait. Like, the one out of, like, whatever many dudes, one out of 10 guys, walks out of there, didn't work. Head down.
Yeah, so you
walks
see
to the desk, and is like, can I have my money back? And he's like, sure, we'll put it in your MasterCard. And everyone's like, oh, poor bastard. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look at him. Poor bastard.
So, okay, so you're talking.
Ring a bell.
Got another one.
Like
I don't know.
It's like the Navy SEALs. You ring the bell when you leave. No. So we're talking about the Northeast Men's Clinic, right?
Okay, yes.
I do the ads. It's ED, it's testosterone, it's all that stuff, right? All these guys having these. So my buddy Dale was listening, and he actually.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was listening.
Oh, God.
So he loved
how
it.
How pissed is he?
I wasn't pissed at all. I mean,
oh, good.
It's a legitimate
Scoops
question.
Scoops Fourier.
It is. It's what happens, you know, because you got to go up there. You know, I only get, you know, what, 30 seconds to kind of tell everybody what's going on. So here's the answer, okay? No, the unlucky guys, everybody keeps their dignity, right? Nobody runs out of there. So they're not shaming everybody. They're great.
Well,
it's a great place. It's a great situation.
Curious,
you don't need to be embarrassed.
Curious, yellow.
But so first, that's the most important
thing. So you fake excitement when you walk out of the room.
They have all these rooms. So all the rooms are really cool. They got like TVs in them. It's almost like your own little mini den, right? You can watch TV, sports on there, whatever you want. Right. So everything is handled in privacy of their treatment room. So including payment. So if the testos doesn't work, they bring them back into the office at no charge for stronger testos if they'd like to. So if it doesn't work, you know, listen, hey, come on back. Let's try it again because we want to make you happy. So that's the case.
So if it doesn't work, they say come back and get your money back.
And then we'll do it again.
I wish I knew you were talking, because I have more questions. I wish I knew you were talking to him, because you said they got rooms and TVs.
Yeah, it's a
okay, so listen, hold
spot.
On. So when you walk in there.
Yeah, sports works for
they
you.
They do what they do
not,
to test it, right?
Yeah.
They do what
yes,
they do to
they
test
do what they
it.
Do.
Okay, how is it actually tested? Do they put you in the room and pop a movie in or something?
I mean, these are questions.
And you come out, go, works! Is it instantaneous? Doctor's like, whoa, that worked. All right.
Yeah, I would assume that was the case, right? There's lots of different remedies for each particular person with their specific issue. And there's different situations, right? Everybody's got a different story to tell.
Turn the music off.
I know. Anyway, turn the music off. So to be honest with you, I don't know.
White in the background.
I don't know. But I do have a challenge for you. Here's what I think we should do. I think we should have Dale come down here. I think we should have Dale come down here.
Yeah.
I think we should all test our testosterone, or we should go up there and do it. Okay, so because I believe that I have the highest testosterone.
Well, I hope so.
In the what do you mean? You hope
no,
so?
No, no, don't. No, no, no,
Tyler
no.
and Ryan, they're young.
Are you talking about testing the testosterone levels?
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, because the other one that's about keeping your dignity.
Yes.
If they test
giving scores.
All three of us,
I would score high in
and
that
it's
one gonna
too. Be like, ha ha, work for Glenn and Christian, didn't work for Lou. Ha ha, work for Christian and Lou. Glenn's over there with his head down in the corner.
It'll work.
Kicking
for Glenn
the Tom
too.
Brady doll.
Wait.
What's a good number?
What's a good? I'm like good 7-something.
7-1.
Oh, I've got the highest testosterone of any human being I've ever seen, they told me.
I don't
me.
Know. I
is that your credit score? Is that your testosterone?
No, I wish it was. But if Dale comes down here, right, the only guy I'm really worried about would probably be like one of the younger guys, not Ryan or Tyler, because you could tell they have low testosterone.
Yes. What do you mean you could tell? How do you tell?
You have no facial hair.
Just the way you talk.
I'm real patchy.
The way you
here.
Talk.
I'm trying.
Ryan walked in the room the other day. We're like, "You sick?" He's like, "No, why?"
Low T.
From the crack elbow the other day.
He's got low T.
But you could. But you're telling me you can fix it if you have low T, right?
Yeah, you can fix it. So I've done it before.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll get him fixed.
Yeah.
All right, we'll fix him.
Spaded?
Not spaded. No, we're not spading you. That's
so. I like the update.
I figured the listeners.
Although I got more questions, so maybe Dale will text you back.
Yeah, we need to.
Oh, just the room. The room. Like, how do you test it? You test it right there in the office.
Well, okay.
Okay, how?
You need to go up there and find out.
Lou, it was a stretch when you said yesterday the woman at the reception was going to embarrass you. Sorry, you lose. You didn't get it.
Well, I was just wondering.
Ring the bell.
No, you know, everybody else
said it.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, it's right there. Keep your dignity in the office. Take care of it.
There's a bunch of treatment rooms.
And then you open the door when you walk out in the waiting room. You're like, yeah, it worked for me. Who did it ever? Ho-ho, did it.
So maybe,
oh,
so maybe, no, you, what you did do work. Is, if you
it's
are
like
having...
It's anti-tail. Oh, do I love women. Oh, boy.
The key was
he's
if you go...
You see,
I just, did.
If you go anywhere else but home to prove it or test drive it, I guess I would use that term. Wasn't that where you would go?
Far from that.
If you're having all these issues, and then suddenly it's like everything's working, and you're like, oh, let me go.
The robber's
hello.
Not working. Yeah.
The robber is back
not
home.
Working.
Let's role play.
Time for a wham block. Yeah.
All right. So
we'll
do that, but we're keeping it all private.
We can move
on, right? We're keeping it all private. We're not going to like advertise
it's like there's some
the scores.
Sort of robber
what do you mean?
Here.
I'm going to advertise it.
No, we're not advertising.
Why not? I want to know what your score is.
On the test line, on the test line, people are asking us right now. You want to give the scores.
Yes, well, that's the goal. So Greg tried to, you know, chirp away a couple weeks ago. Tried to say that his
score
was high. He was just low. Yeah. You could tell his is low. He needs testos.
How can you tell? The energy level, what is it? What gives it away? All right, have you guys seen the story with the 49ers? The radio analyst, Tim Ryan, who used to play in the league. And he made comments about Lamar Jackson, and he's now been suspended. So Tim Ryan, after he said on a Bay Area radio station, and we'll let you hear what he said, but he talked about Lamar Jackson and the fact that he's able to disguise the football when handing off. It's something that we've talked about here in the last couple of weeks.
Glenn has
talked about it.
I didn't talk
about it quite the way
Tim Ryan. Well, you didn't give the reasons why it's so difficult.
Talked about
but we all know why.
So listen to this. This is Tim Ryan on a talk show. I don't know why.
We know what you meant.
We know what you were trying to say.
We know what you meant.
Don't get into my head. This is Tim Ryan on a radio talk show.
His dark skin color with a dark football with a dark uniform. You could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point, and it
well, that was it.
So that was his words. He's basically saying the dark skin, the dark uniform, the dark football, and therefore you can't see it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it is 2019.
I would say the uniform has
the
more
uniform
to do with it.
Well, and I would say this.
I would ask a defender, like if Baltimore is home and they have the black jerseys on, or if they're on the road and they're white jerseys, would it be easier to pick up a football? It's just the background as far as where he's keeping the ball, right?
Yeah. So if what he's saying,
you want skin color,
you could actually
dark skin color with a dark football.
Listen, first
but
of all,
think
first
was,
of all, he's
got
to no, he's
he
got to smarten up. He's got to know you can't say.
I know.
Okay,
but
so he can't say.
Let me give you Marquise Flowers.
Okay,
Marquise Flowers.
Wait, who is Marquise Flowers?
Former, he played here, right?
I'm
linebacker.
I'm just letting you go. Yeah.
So he played here with the
what
Patriots.
What color is he?
He's black.
Okay.
Played in the Patriots.
What color is he?
So he was responding to SportsCenter's tweet about how they suspended radio analyst Tim Ryan after what he had said about a dark skin helping him disguise the football. Marquise Flowers tweeted out, I mean, he not lying. He says, when I played in college, I remember I played a quarterback whose skin was damn near similar to the ball, and it made it harder to read, It's definitely an advantage. So we all know, Tim Ryan, you can't. That was a ridiculous, stupid thing to say.
So Tim Ryan,
but Marquise
can't say
Flowers
it.
Back on Twitter is like, well, it helps.
Okay, but double standard. We know the deal that Marquise Flowers can say it, and that Tim Ryan can't. And I will say this: I agree with him that there is a disguise issue. I really believe it's got far more to do with Lamar Jackson and the way he takes the ball and the way he hands it off and the way his arm goes way back. The second one is, a white quarterback could do it wearing dark gloves and a dark uniform.
I was just going to say,
same thing.
Skin color, right. I don't think has anything to do with it, although right. Marquise Flowers.
So maybe Lamar's using a dark glove. I don't even know.
But I mean, let me tell you, you think Tom Brady's outstanding at play action?
Yes.
Like he gets that ball right in there.
How about so Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning was great at it.
Exactly. You know, so I just think it's more about how late the communication between he and Ingram have to be outstanding.
Yes.
Because that's what I always think about. You know, the running back's like, well, either give me the damn ball or don't, right? I mean, I got to secure it. I got to run. I got to hit this hole. Let's go. So the two of them, the way they work together, makes it so difficult. It's like they're on the same page.
And that's 99.9% of it.
Yeah.
I would say. And I didn't play defense back in the zone read era, so I can't give you a Marquise Flowers evaluation. I would have no clue. But the hardest part about it is how well those two interact with each other. How they the mesh point and how they ride the side all the way down to the line of scrimmage, and he pulls it out and he reads the defense, and Mark Ingram knows he's getting it just by the alignment of the defense, and they both play it out.
But you're right too about the gloves, right?
Yeah. Well, white guy can wear dark gloves. If you got a dark uniform and you've got long sleeves and you're wearing a dark shirt underneath because it's winter and it's cold in the Northeast and you're wearing dark gloves, you have the same situation.
I just think Brady's outstanding at play action. Yeah, a lot of times, he doesn't hand it off and he's back there and you don't think he has the ball.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
You know he's throwing it.
When you hear Ryan, he's not saying it as a racial comment. He's trying
close.
To give a description of why he's able to do it, but it's 2019. I'm sorry, Christian. You can't do it.
Why are you saying sorry, Christian?
I'm just telling you.
Why are you pointing me out?
I'm not pointing you out.
Why is there a reason?
So they suspended him.
Yeah. Let's see what your TV is. They suspended him. And then we'll talk about it.
Because he did this on a talk show, but he's actually the radio analyst for the Niners.
Yeah, and they suspended him for one game. So you know what this is?
I was going to say, do we know how much for one game?
One game. Slap of the wrist. What they're doing is they have to recognize the public because the public is up in arms about it. Mm-hmm. And so they came out and said, we're disappointed in Tim Ryan's comments this week. We've suspended him for the upcoming game. We hold him to a higher standard as a representative of our organization, yada, yada, yada.
So this was Richard Sherman was actually asked about this. He said, I know Tim personally. I listened to the dialogue and saw it written. And honestly, I wasn't as outraged as everyone else. I understand how it can be taken under certain context and be offensive to some, but if you're saying, hey, this is a brown ball, they're wearing dark colors, and he has a brown arm, honestly, sometimes we're having trouble seeing it on film. That was Richard Sherman backing up this guy.
See, that's what I mean. I'm not sure he should have been suspended for a game. I'm not saying that they shouldn't brought this to light and said, you know, Tim, you can't do this. You know, you just can't say stuff like that.
Well, no, continue reading because he goes on and said it was technically a valid point.
Yeah.
Okay. But you can always phrase things better. You can always phrase things and not say his black skin.
Exactly. But
it's the way he phrased it.
Okay, but suspension should come not when you do something. It should come when you do something wrong. And you there was intent to do something wrong. I believe there was no intent right there.
If you want to get that same point across, what are you saying? How are you saying it?
I'm saying that it's pretty hard to say.
No,
it.
I'm giving you time to think about it.
Yeah,
because
it's
everybody's saying it's a valid point.
No,
it's a thing.
It's a valid point.
So how do you express that?
You can't say
because you don't get this type of information during the telecast.
You can't say the dark skin. You can't. You just can't go there.
Why?
Because you can't.
Richard Sherman, who plays defense, is telling you it's a valid point.
Richard Sherman can go there. Right?
Ken, who's the white defensive end that they have? Bosa kid.
Yeah.
Can he say it? He's a defensive player.
No, can't say it.
Well, I asked you. You used to call games.
No, he likes Trump.
A lot of them. How would you do it?
Bosa loves Trump. He can't say anything.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they would be all
He's
over
shut up.
How would you say it?
dark football with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing.
I would say the dark uniform, and I would keep the dark skin on.
Well, that's what he said right there. That's how you keep it. Dark football, dark uniform.
That's what I would do.
You can't
see
that thing.
That's what you do. You can't see it, okay? So he has to come out, and what do we always have to do now? You got to apologize. So he apologized. I regret my choice of words in trying to describe the conditions of the game. Lamar Jackson is an MVP caliber player. I respect him greatly. I want to sincerely apologize to him and anyone else I offended.
My apologize.
Thank you very much. And that's what they do now, right?
Yes. See that? I just waited.
What are you waiting for? What
just waited for you to do your hand thingy. You're like, rubber band.
Hand thing?
I'm going to something
else. What's the hand thing? I'll give you a hand thingy right here. This hour has been brought to you by ElizabethGrady.com. It means we have another round. We go 30 minutes commercial free next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.